the time when the oceans drank Atlantis, and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Lived in the earth, Conan. And in the darkness of chaos, they fooled Crom. And they took from him the enigma of steel. Crom was angered, and the earth shook. And fire and wind struck down these giants, and they threw their bodies into the waters. But in their rage, the gods forgot the secret of steel and left it on the battlefield. And we who found it are just men. Not gods, not giants. Just men. And the secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. You must learn its riddle, Conan. You must learn its discipline. For no one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. You can trust.
ashes were trampled into the earth, and the blood became as snow. Who knows what they came for? Weapons of steel or murder? It was never known, for the leader rode to the south, while children went north with the Vanir. No one would ever know that my lord's people had lived at all. His was a tale of sorrow.
Thank you.
same. Only that the crowd would be there to greet him with howls of lust and fury. He began to realize his sense of worth. He mattered. His victories could not easily be counted. He was taken to the east, a great prize, where the war masters would teach him the deepest secrets. Language and writing were made available. The poetry of Kitai, the philosophy of Sung. And he also came to know the pleasures of women when he was bred to the finest stock. But always there remained the discipline of steel.
My fear is that my sons will never understand me.
How, Daye?
We won again!
This is good.
But what is best in life?
The open step. Three thoughts. Falcons at your wrist. And the wind in your hair.
Wrong! Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of the women.
That is good.
That perhaps my lord was like a wild animal that had been kept too long. Perhaps, but whatever, freedom, So long an unremembered dream was his.
Thank you. There's warmth and fire. Do you not wish to warm yourself by my fire? From the north, a man of great strength, a conqueror, a man who would someday be king by his own hand, one who would crush the snakes of the earth.
Snakes? Did you say snakes?
Eaten 4 days.
And who says you will?
Give me food so I have strength when the wolves come. Let me die not in hunger, but in combat.
Who are you?
I am Subutai, thief and archer. I am Harkanian, the great order of Kurlet.
So what are you doing here?
Dinner for wolves.
What gods do you pray to?
I pray to the four winds. And you?
To Fram. But I seldom pray to him. He doesn't listen.
What good is he then? It's just as I've always said.
He's strong. If I die, I have to go before him. And he will ask me, what is the riddle of steel? And if I don't know it, he will cast me out of Valhalla and laugh at me. That's Grum. Strong on his mountain.
My God is greater.
Grum laughs at your four winds. Laughs from his mountain.
My God is stronger. He is the everlasting sky. Your God lives underneath him. Ancient and wicked. Have you ever seen this before?
No. Let's waste no time. It's good.
You have no idea how long it's been there.
Does it always smell like this? How does the wind ever get in here?
Two snakes coming together over a black sun. A magnificent standard.
The only snakes I know of are those of Set and those cursed towers. They have spread to every city. 2-3 years ago, it was just another snake cult. Now, everywhere. It is said that they are deceivers. They murder people in the night. I know nothing. Hey. Lotus. Stygian, the best.
This better not be Haga.
I would sell Haga to a slayer such as you.
A pittance to protect you from evil.
I am evil.
You're all slats. He's dead already. Can you believe that? Huh? Can you believe...
You too big to be a thief.
Come, let's leave this place.
You're looking for snakes. They live in the Tower of the Serpent, said to have riches without end. And the greatest jewel of all, the eye of the serpent. Chew it slowly. It's the good stuff.
guard.
Neither are you.
The thieves! Like yourself. Come to climb the tower.
You don't even have a rope. Two fools who laugh at death. Do you know what horrors lie beyond that wall?
No.
Then you go first. Do you want to live forever?
Thank you.
can be wonderful. But you know, success can test one's mettle as surely as the strongest adversary. Taken to the hall of King Osric, the usurper, once a powerful Northman like my lord, but now old and sodded.
These are the thieves you have requested, sire.
I thought there were three.
Our companion, he died in the gardens. Lions ate him.
Lions ate him?
Lions ate him.
You know what you've done? Why, Rexxar himself has come before me, threatened me, the king. What daring! What outrageousness! What insolence! What arrogance! I salute you. False doom. I've chafed for years at this demigod. Snakes in my beautiful cities. To the west, Nemedia Aquilonia. To the south, Carth Stygia. Snakes. Everywhere these evil towers. You alone have stood up to their gods. And what are you? Thieves. You see this? They call it the fangs of the serpent. And this one was thrust into a father's heart by his very son. And my own daughter has fallen under this Falsadoon's spell. Is there a dagger such as this in her hand for me? She follows him as a slave, seeking for the truth of her soul, as if I could not give it to her. As we speak, my daughter travels east to Thulsadum and his mountain of power. She is to be his. Steal my daughter back. Take all you can carry. More, much more, enough to become kings yourself.
There comes a time, thief, when the jewels cease to sparkle, when the gold loses its luster, when the throne room becomes a prison, and all that is left is a father's love for his child.
To the hellfires of Thulsadun. He's evil, a sorcerer who can summon demons. His followers' only purpose is to die in his service. Thousands of them. This mountain of power where he lives is said to be impregnable. I have talked to Suvatai and he agrees. Let's take what we have while we live.
Thank you.
have never had so much as now. All my life I've been alone. Many times I face my death with no one to know. I would look into the huts and the tents of others in the coldest dark, and I would see figures holding each other in the night. But I always passed by. You and I, we have warmth. That's so hard to find in this world. Let someone else pass by in the night. Let us take the world by the throat and make it give us what we desire.
Once but long ago.
was here that I met my master. It was no accident. Nor is it mere chance that I am the teller of his tale.
I'm a wizard, mind you. This place is kept by powerful gods and spirits of kings. I'm my flesh, and you will have to deal with the dead.
Can you summon demons, wizard?
Yes! I strike at you, I would summon a demon more ferocious than all in hell! Mounds have been here since the time of the Titans. Kings buried, great kings. Domains once glittered like the light on a windy sea. Fire won't burn there. No fire at all. That's why I live down here in the wind.
Do you care for these places?
I sing to them. On nights when they wish, I sing of the tales of battles, heroes, witches, and women. Nobody bothers me down here. Not even Tulsa Doom.
Do flowers grow around here?
Flowers? Ha! Flowers. You've not come here as a pilgrim, have you?
Oil the sword and feed the horse.
Have you ever ridden one of those things before?
No!
Warrior! What are the flowers for?
For a girl!
You're going, brother?
I'm afraid.
Afraid? To bear yourself? Why? You're so big and so well grown. You should be proud of your body. How do you expect to reach emptiness without knowing your own body?
Could we talk over there? Where the others do not see?
Why, yes, brother. Of course.
afraid, and I'm shy. Is this your rope? Priest's rope?
Yes, it's all I have.
Good. That's all you'll ever need.
Your brother?
I wish to speak to you now. Where is the eye of the serpent? Rexor says that you gave it to a girl. Probably for a mere night's pleasure. What a loss. People have no grasp of what they do. You broke into my house, stole my property, murdered my servants and my pets, and that is what grieves me the most. You killed my snake. Thorgrim is beside himself with grief. He raised that snake from the time it was born.
You killed my mother. You killed my father. You killed my people. You took my father's sword.
It must have been when I was younger. There was a time, boy, when I searched for steel. And steel meant more to me than gold or jewels.
The riddle of steel.
Yes. You know what it is, don't you, boy? Shall I tell you? It's the least I can do. Steel isn't strong, boy. Flesh is stronger. Look around you. There, on the rocks. That beautiful girl.
Come, give me my child.
That is strength, boy. That is power. The strength and power of flesh. What is steel compared to the hand that wields it?
Look at the strength of your body, the desire in your heart.
I gave you this. Such a waste. Contemplate this on the tree of woe. Crucify him.
You said you were a wizard. Do the gods owe you any favors?
There are dangers, but I see you care little for those. The spirit of this place extract a heavy toll.
Then I will pay them. You'll follow. all the gods, they cannot sever us. If I were dead and you still fighting for life, I'd come back from the darkness. Back in the pit of hell. To fight at your side.
Says the mountain of power is hollow. Thoth of Doom lives in the mountain.
What else does he say?
That in the back of the mountain there's a gorge. Many caves. Good thief could get in there, steal the princess, be off before she's missed in the darkness.
Good thieves could do that, but not vengeful ones.
Only the girl. We killed Thulsa Doom another day. Agreed. Conan.
paradise.
Princess.
infidels of violence. They should all drown in lakes of blood. Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
For him.
I remember days like this when my father took me to the forest and we ate wild blueberries. More than 20 years ago, I was just a boy of 4 or 5. The leaves were so dark and green then. The grass smelled sweet with the spring wind. Almost 20 years of pitiless combat. No rest, no sleep like other men. And yet the spring wind blows, Superdai. Have you ever felt such a wind?
They blow where I live, too. In the north of every man's heart.
It's never too late, Superdai.
No. It would only lead me back here another day. In even worse company.
For us, there is no spring. Just the wind that smells fresh before the storm.
Idea before. I have no tongue for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad, why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is that two stood against many. That's what's important. My Lord pleases you, Crom. So grant me one request. Grant me revenge. If you do not listen, then to hell with you.
Yeah!
scream!
Do you want to live forever?
Thank you.
wash away all that has gone before. In your hand, you hold my light, the gleam in the eye of Set. This flame will burn away the darkness, burn you away to paradise!
Child, you have come to me, my son.
For who now is your father if it is not me?
Who gave you the will to live? I am the wellspring from which you flow.
When I am gone, you will have never been.
Your world be without me.
My son. My son.
Thank you.
return the wayward daughter of King Osric to her home, and having no further concern, he and his companions sought adventure in the west. Many wars and feuds did Conan fight. Honor and fear were heaped upon his name. In time, he became a king by his own hand. This story shall also be told.